Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Scott Duff.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
Listening to the Windy City Queer Cast, show number 533. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Scott Duff.
Yes, you are, Scotty D.
It's me.
Scotty D, back on the couch.
Yay.
And you're in pain.
I am.
What's happening?
I was too overzealous today.
Yeah. You're tan, too. You've got a little bit of sunshine.
I have a total
Where did you find the sunshine?
Well,
because you finally found the sunshine in July. That are you like some sort of super comic hero who's like absorbing all the sunlight rays?
Yeah, if there are was like a superhero, well, I'd be two different superheroes.
Uh-oh.
One of them is I can absorb sunshine faster than anybody, and I get really tan really quickly. Mm-hmm. Like, so much so that I walked into my agents once and they were like, "Are you tanning?" I'm like, "No, I'm just walking around. I get tan. I guess it's like the Navajo blood that courses through these veins.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I made
it's
that
sexy.
Up.
You have a good tan.
It is. But the other one is to produce boogers and earwax.
What?
It's crazy. I produce the most, and now everyone wants to date me. But I produce.
Luckily, you have
like,
a man.
I know. Look, I've got one. But no, I produce an inordinate amount of boogers and earwax. I would tell that to my students the first day of teaching.
Yes.
To take away any sort of power, because I was like, look, if you ever see anything dangling here or coming out here, you just let me know.
Yes, he gestures to his nose.
My ears, and I will take care of everything.
Interesting.
I know, it's weird. That's my X-Man power.
I wonder what X-Man power would be.
Jerry's is to open up sauce packets.
Oh.
He can open up anything.
His toes, probably.
No, not with his toes, because those are weird and
long.
Long.
And they're phalanges.
He's got like monkey toes, but. Yeah. No, but he can open up sauce packets and like pickle jars like so easily. Whenever he's gone, I can't order Chinese food.
I want somebody to give me a little superhero X-Men power. I wonder what mine would be. I finally saw the X-Men. I'd never seen it. Winking
is good.
Oh, that's
if you did
good.
Something with your winks.
Yeah.
Like you put a spell on people with your winks.
Do something with my winky dinks. I like it. I like it. That's so funny. Have you ever done ear candling?
Yes.
Was yours just like its own candle?
It was
came
its
out?
Own candle, yes. It was kind of like in Shrek. When he like pulls that thing out and just like lights it. It was just like Shrek. Why are we talking about this of all things?
I don't know.
And I brought it up.
But you're working out. You're working out.
I'm working
I said
out.
You're
That's
sore.
Why I'm like, I'm sore. I was overzealous. Like, I had like, I've you know, manned up and I got a trainer because I'm a gay of a certain age.
Yeah. You're a DILF now, you've discovered?
Yes, that's another thing that totally freaked me out. I'm a daddy.
A daddy?
I am a daddy, and I had no idea I was a daddy.
But you could have a child. So, sensibly, after you've had sex with a woman, or you potentially could have stuck
your
penis somewhere.
Yeah, but 18-year-olds could be daddies then, you know? But, I mean, like, I was sitting at SoFoTap, a lovely establishment.
Yes.
And I looked over, and there was this big banner. It's like, come to DILF, you know, for people who find guys 35 and over hot. And I'm like...
What?
Wait, I've been a daddy for a long time. And I was so, I'm like, wait, no, I thought I would be richer or like something. Like, I'd wear more cravats or something, but it was really disheartening. I'm like, I'm a daddy, and I don't want to be a daddy.
It's very hard for a 14-year-old teenage girl to understand that she's a daddy.
It's true.
It's very, very hard.
On the inside, I am a 14-year-old girl with a sense of humor of a 12-year-old boy. It's horrible. And now I'm a daddy.
It's now you're awful. Daddy.
So I worked out with my trainer today to, you know, like, stave off death. And then I was like, I'm going to go back. So I did like an hour with my trainer lifting very heavy things. And then I was like, I'm going to go and be on the elliptical for 45 minutes. Oh. And sweat it out. And now I'm like, I hurt so much.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just
going to
drink my Pellegrino.
You just sit there and drink your Pellegrino.
I will. And look pretty.
You just be the guest today.
Staving off death.
Staving off death. I love that. I love that. I have been trying to eke out moments to be outside. And I walked for 2.5 hours a day. I had a ton of phone calls to make. And sometimes I can just put those earbuds in with my phone. And I can just walk that lake like nobody's business.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a friend of mine. Aaron, who you know, my friend Carrie, her boyfriend Aaron, and he's like gorgeous, looks like Tom Cruise, but he does all these, like, you know, he only travels places so he can do a triathlon or
right.
so he can, you know, he's like one of those
guys.
Yeah,
he's one of those people. One I don't understand that.
Crazy people, and we love him, but and when I told him, I was like, I love to walk. I walk if I could. If the weather was great, I'd walk 3 hours every day. You know, if I had the time. You know, and he was like. I was like, when I'm on vacation, if I'm at a beach or something like that, or if I'm in the woods, I'll walk for like, or in the desert when I was in Santa Fe, I'd walk for like 2-3 hours a day, every day, you know? And he was like, you walk for 2-3 hours? I was like, don't tell me that. You ran 10 miles this morning.
Yeah,
like, what the hell? But I really dig it. So I'm a little sore from just, you know, walking for
it's
2 hours.
Okay, but hey, you see, Michelle Obama, we're moving.
Yeah.
We're moving, Michelle.
We're moving,
Michi.
Madam President,
you
lady.
Know, Madam like, President, lady.
I like it.
Oh, God.
So I had a really fun week this week. You know, it's really not summer in Chicago. And I was even talking to my mom, and she was like, how was your weather for your concert? Because the weather has been questionable. We're glad to say goodbye to July a little bit. I mean, it's been nice and cool, and my air conditioning bills have been very, very low this summer. That's great. That's the good news. But yeah. I just kind of miss being really hot and it being really sunshiny every day.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you don't. But I do. But anyhow, there's also been a lot of rain. And where I'm from in Tennessee, they've had it. In North Carolina, that whole area, they've had a ton of rain. But the skies were clear, and the gods and goddesses opened up, and the rock legends were reborn.
And where did you go?
Monday night, Ravinia.
There you go.
See Heart. Perform at Ravinia.
I know, and I couldn't go, and I was so sad.
Barracuda. It was amazing, and they also had like this whole Led Zeppelin experience. They did all these Led Zeppelin numbers with like the son of the drummer from Led Zeppelin was there, and like it was really fun. We had a great, great time. I just, you know, for those of you who don't live in Chicago, the Ravinia experience is in the suburbs, in Highland Park. Highland Park?
No. Where is it? It's not Highland. Is it Highland Park?
Yes. I think essentially it is. It's like near Glencoe, Winnetka. It's out there.
It's out there. It's kind of
northwest.
Near the Botanic Gardens.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
It's so beautiful. And you go out and there's this open-aired pavilion, which is covered. But then there are these beautiful grounds. And your partner went with. Me,
yes.
Who had never been,
yes.
So he had his cherry pops, his Ravinia cherry pops.
I know, and he was saying that my favorite thing is, but he was like, at Heart, because
uh-huh.
You know, they're not spring chickens, they are
no.
Some ladies of
but they still
age
had the lungs.
And size,
yep.
And he was
although Anne looked thinner.
Really?
I thought she looked really
well,
thinner.
Well, he did describe that his sisters looked like Hot Topics got married to Chico's in the Victorian lampshade factory.
There you go.
Which I think is the best description mm-hmm. of the Heart aesthetic.
It is true.
Because it's kind of like, oh, look, I'm wearing a jaunty hat with something lacy.
Yes.
You know, but with some chunky
yes.
jewelry.
Yes.
And it was a Chico's day all week long.
Yes. Like the Chico's dark black collection.
Yes.
You know,
the travel wear.
Which is Stevie Nicks' collection,
yes.
too. But it was great. I mean, Ann Wilson, I mean, just legendary rock voice. And she's just amazing. I mean, she's not young, you know. And what I can say is that she's one of those voices, like Dolly Parton, like Cyndi Lauper. With age, the voice is stronger and stronger and stronger. It's like
she's
a muscle.
Amazing.
Amazing. And, you know, and she sang for a long time. And, you know, there's no relief. I mean, like, you know, Nancy did a couple of songs. She did Sweet Dream, These Dreams, because that's her song, you know, and then she did one little folk song that she played on the guitar that was really cool. It was an old Elton John song. I didn't even know it. That just her and the guitar she did, and that was nice. But, you know, I mean, Ann Wilson was front and center singing the whole night, and then pulling out the Zeppelin stuff at the end, you know, yeah. being able to sing that at the very tail end, yeah, yeah. you know. It was extraordinary.
And I got to see some video from it. Did you by any chance see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee when they sang?
I did.
Holy shitballs. Like, there's just no stopping them.
That's always such a great show, and that was a great show this year.
Oh, yeah, it's totally where I fell in love with...
Rush.
Yes.
You told me. You're like, holy, how did I
fall in love with Rush when they were like 800 years old? They are so good.
Yeah, it was so really good. Amazing. Donna Summer was obviously inducted this year too, posthumously.
Too late.
But, you know, it was great. So if you have not done the Ravinia experience and you are able to come to Chicago and visit, or you live, you know, within driving distance and it's like, I'm going to come into the city and you want to make a plan, you know, there is still much Ravinia to be had.
Yes.
Because Ravinia starts... the first week of June and goes until the first couple of weeks of September, and it's almost every night, and just amazing. So coming up, they still have, I mean, they've had so many great people. I mean, they're one of our sponsors for Gay Idols. They've been a great partner to us at Windy City. But they always have the CSO doing amazing. You can go out there and hear the orchestra. You sit on the lawn. You bring your food. I mean, some people have candelabras
totally
out there.
You unleash, like, your inner wasp.
Yo, it's
so great. It's like, so all waspy. I want to do is just wear, like, khakis and white shirts and boat shoes and bring out my picnic hamper.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's fabulous. Like, it's like these lush lawns and, like, people go, they ain't playing when they picnic out there.
They are not with their foods.
With their
and
food
their...
that's like gourmet food and little tables that they set up and
candles
chairs and candles and tumblers and
it's
all sorts
so
of craziness.
Easy to get there too. You go up the Metro or you can drive up there. It's really a well-oiled machine after all these years. They
I'm
know
going on
in.
The 11th.
You are.
To go see the Gypsy Kings.
Oh, that will be fantastic.
I know. We're going to get tickets for the lawn and just like get some good wine and some victuals.
And that's
just
what it is, you know.
Out.
I mean, we luckily got to sit on the lawn and then we went into the pavilion. And, you know, on occasion that's a great thing to do. But over the years, I've done both, you know. I've been able to go in the pavilion and I always sit and eat on the lawn, you know, and try to get there as early as possible so you enjoy the daylight. And then usually by the concert, it starts getting darker and darker. So when you leave, it's, you know, it's nighttime. But that'll be so much fun. Yeah, the Gypsy Kings are coming the night before the Gypsy Kings on the 10th. Josh Groban is there. They have a really cool thing that they're doing they're doing a Sondheim Reimagined night. And this is a really affordable night to go. It's August 25th. It's a part of what they call their $10 series, so it's really affordable to go and hear, and they're doing all these pianists will be doing, you know, all the different Sondheim classics. Of course, I don't know if there's still tickets left, but Journey is coming for 2 days, August 20th and 21st. Yo-Yo Ma is going to be there on the 18th of
Yo-Yo
August.
Yo-Yo Ma!
I love me some Yo-Yo Ma. Homegrown Ramsey Lewis with Dee Dee Bridgewater will be there, which will be a great night of jazz on August 28th. And then they also do amazing things with dance. And a lot of their dance series happens really much later in the summer, in September, because it's cooler
out.
And the dancers are, you know, have that ability to be out and kind of also promote what they're going to be doing probably for their fall seasons. But Palabolas is closing Ravinia this year. So definitely when the dancers dance series, you want to have pavilion seats so you can see. But and then the Ruth Page Civic Ballet will be performing as well.
And if you haven't seen Palabolas before, you should totally go.
They're so amazing.
Yeah, I got to see them. They did, you know that show Radiolab that's on NPR?
Yeah.
They had a show at the Chicago Theater earlier this year, and Palabolas was all about eyes and sight. And Palabolas did this great dance component. I mean, it was seeing a radio show live is always cool, because, like, actually Prairie Home Companion goes up to Ravinia too.
Yeah, so they do. They were already here this summer.
Here, so it's a little late this year, but they come back every year, I think.
Mm-hmm. They come back a lot.
Yeah, so it's just like, it's a really great thing. And actually during the wintertime, they also have some shows up there in their enclosed theater. Mm-hmm. Rick Kogan, who does a radio program, and I think it's televised mm-hmm. and something, but he'll do like some interview things. I saw Billy Corrigan mm-hmm. interviewed, who is a bit of an asshole. Mm-hmm. And my friend Rebecca Skloot was on there. Mm-hmm. They do year-round programming, so yeah. It's not just summer, but it's definitely like a total Chicago summertime thing.
It absolutely is. So I'm glad Jerry was able to experience that for the first time. Another thing that's coming up that I'm super excited about is that I'm going tomorrow night to go see its opening, the Flashdance, the musical. And I'm geeked out about it. Okay, is that a hairball? Why are you?
Oh, my God. Okay, the movie.
I love the movie.
Yes.
I love Jennifer Beals. Have you seen it?
Well, that's your own personal lady part tingly thing. It
is,
but
the ladies are listening to me, and they are understanding. And somebody that's going to kind of look like Jennifer Beals is going to be on stage.
Watching, like, I remember sitting in the movie theater with my mom.
Yeah.
So I'm like in sixth grade or something. I was really young, probably should not have seen it. And that whole scene where she's sitting there taking off her bra without mm-hmm. taking off her shirt was mm-hmm. one of the sexiest things I had ever seen. Even my little gay ding dong
yep.
was kind of like, what's going on?
I know, right?
Yeah. And like, but come on. I mean, I know it's Rocky of like the ballet set.
It's Rocky of the ballet set. That's very good description.
And if you close your eyes, you can see the music. Like, what writing is that? And how is it going to translate to stage? You know?
It's I don't know.
It's
I have
a
to
show
say,
about strippers.
I know. And, you know, I don't know what it's going to be like. Like, okay, you had Dirty Dancing was on stage, and that was just like a redo.
And that did so well, didn't it?
It didn't, but I had fun there.
Yeah, right.
And Cynthia Rhodes sat right across the aisle from me. So oh, well, it was just go. Good That's that exciting. I got to gaze on her for a little while. Who also was in Flashdance. So she might be there at opening night.
Oh, okay.
Night
well, there we are.
And with her husband, Richard Marx, you know. And then, I love them both. And then, you know, I remember, it's hard to have contempt before you see it, but I know. But I understand your perspective. I have no expectations, low expectations that it's just going to be good, kitschy fun. And I like stuff that's campy, kitschy fun. I'm actually hoping. I doubt that Broadway and Chicago, I doubt that this is probably going to be good, campy, kitschy fun. Like, you know, when they took Xanadu and put it on stage, they did something different with it.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, Flashdance is not that. So it's no. not, it's not like the worst movie ever made, which Xanadu is, with the best music in the world.
See, here's the thing. Also, keep going.
But the other thing I was going to say was, you know, I went, you know, sometimes I get invited to opening nights and, you know, I just go because I just go or whatever. And because I'm invited and that's lovely. And I will never forget though that, Steven Rader and I, we went together, to go see Legally Blonde, the musical. And I thought, my expectations were in the basement.
Right.
And literally by the time they were doing the number where the girls in orange jumpsuits were doing a whole jumping rope number, I was literally hitting the ceiling. I was having like the best theatrical moment Absolutely. Of my life. So
but,
I just okay, need
but
one
here,
of those.
But here's
I just
the
need
thing.
One of those in
right.
Flashdance the musical.
See, here's the thing though. Like I agree with you with Legally Blonde because yeah. I was like, really? And
I know.
And I did
it's
not get to see it
show.
On live. I saw it like when MTV uh-huh. streamed it, like for the first time uh-huh. ever they did a Broadway show
mm-hmm.
live.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, this is really cute. It's really catchy. I felt so sorry for those people on that jump rope number because they had to sing and jump rope for like
incredible.
87 minutes.
It
like,
was
they
incredible.
Did not stop. But here's the thing about Legally Blonde. The movie...
Yep.
The writing is really good
it's
and really
movie.
Clever and like it's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about Flashdance the movie,
uh-huh.
which again I loved
uh-huh.
and my little homosexual tingly potty parts were tingly potty parts. But the thing that made that movie aside mm-hmm. from sexy Jennifer Beals, which y'all know, and creepy Chris Sarandon,
mm-hmm.
Is the editing in it, because it was when MTV was first really coming out, and I remember all of the reviews saying that it's kind of like watching an hour and a half long music video.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really visual, and this whole mm-hmm. thing, like the ice skating part with mm-hmm. that girl who kept falling down to mm-hmm. Gloria, she kept mm-hmm. biting it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like the camera angles and the editing of it, and that was really, really exciting. And this awesome soundtrack. You can't really do that on stage. So it's like, I mean, what are they going to be?
The soundtrack might be really cool.
I love this. Are you not bringing me up?
Like, I love all that. I know. I love the movie. I have the soundtrack. He's the boy. He's the boy. He's the boy. He's the boy. He's my Romeo. I loved it. Yeah, but it was one of those, like, again, it's, but so what are they going to do? Like, my name is Alex and I'm welding for a living, but I want to dance. Like, what the, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
Who knows?
We will see and I will let you know.
Please, keep me posted because it's scaring my eyes.
I don't know.
But we'll then again, I also support new theater, so good luck to you guys. Just be happy that I'm not reviewing your
show. Well, I guess the biggest thing coming up this weekend is Market Day. So I know many of you all will get out there and hope everybody has fun and is safe. And the weather is good.
Let me tell you.
It is a congested mess down there.
Okay. Market Days always kind of chaps my hide a little. I'm sort of why I'm so cranky today. I'm so sorry.
It's because you're sore.
It's because I'm sore. No, but it's like, if you aren't in Chicago, the thing about Chicago in the summertime is that it explodes with street fairs. Like, right? It's awesome. And yep. It kind of, like, for the gay scene, it really kicks off with Market Days.
Right.
So you've got, like, Market Days, and you've got, like, Pride Fest, then you have Pride, and then you have, like, there's some little Lakeview stuff that happens, yep. But then it ends up with, like, with Market Days.
Right. It's the big...
So by the end of the summer, which is, like, near the end, it's usually really, really hot, really humid. Everybody's just kind of like, how many more crappy sunglasses and cheap silver jewelry do you really need that you find in all these street fairs?
Yes.
You know, and like long flowy summer dresses. And it just seems like everyone is so hell bent. I'm like, this is the last thing of summer and we're going to have a good time. So we're going to drink at 8 o'clock in the morning and be totally like wanting to pass out or beat up somebody that you like by 6 o'clock. It's just, oof.
Yeah.
Just be nice. Be nice. And if you have your shirt off, just be hot. Sorry. And stay away from me because you'll make me feel bad about myself.
Oh, no. You're going to be tan. I'll be tan and hot, and everything. Hanging out at Market Days.
But there are some well-manicured lawns that are walking around that place.
There are. If you can see them, I'm telling you. It's a congested cluster.
It's really, really crazy. And it's like... It's an experience. I know I have friends who are actually coming in from out of town. Like, yeah. We come here every year for it.
Yeah.
But again, it just seems like there's the desperation to have one last awesome summertime is just
palpable.
Oh, I think
we're going to have an Indian summer. It's going to be. We're going to have a lot more awesome summer because July was kind of robbed from us half of it.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
You love the weather.
I do. Like, I've been enjoying
it. Coolie weather. Well, we are going to come back. We're going to tell you what's going on in the GLBT news. Locally and nationally, around the world, and also in the world of entertainment. Yeah. And then Scott Duff and I are going to come back and we're going to talk entertainment even more.
Yeah, and I just remembered my other superpower. I can do hand farts.
Excellent.
There we go.
Here's the serious news.
Here's the news.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is the Week in News.
Dozens of gay couples began tying the knot August 1st at Minneapolis's City Hall as Minnesota, along with Rhode Island, became the latest state to legalize same-sex marriage. Rhode Island and Minnesota have become the 12th and 13th U.S. states to allow same-sex marriage. About 30% of the U.S. population now lives in a place where marriage equality is legal.
President Obama recently issued 6 judicial nominations for the United States District Court, including openly gay attorney Judith Levy to the Eastern District of Michigan. Levy currently serves as a U.S. assistant attorney in the Eastern District of Michigan and has served as the chief of the Civil Rights Unit for that office for the past 3 years.
Longtime gay rights activist and award-winning playwright Larry Kramer married long-term partner David Webster from his hospital bed in New York City as he recovers from surgery. The Normal Heart writer, age 78, who has been at the forefront of AIDS activism for more than 3 decades, has been dating Webster, age 67, since the mid-1990s.
In California, the Marin County Republican Party has endorsed same-sex marriage in one of the first votes of its kind in the country. Votes from the local party organizations do not change the state or national Republican Party's opposition to same-sex marriage. Fewer than 20% of the county's residents are registered Republicans, even lower than the 29% statewide total.
The Palm Center has received a $1.35 million grant to study transgender service in the U.S. Armed Forces over the next 3 years. The Palm Center's Transgender Military Initiative has commissioned 11 studies that will investigate if the inclusion of transgender troops in the military would undermine readiness of the U.S. Armed Forces.
A federal judge ordered that a private company's retirement plan be interpreted to include coverage for the same-sex wife of a woman who had worked for the company as the surviving spouse under the plan. The judge reached his decision by applying the recent Supreme Court ruling, opening the door for federal recognition of married same-sex couples to an existing federal law that provides tax benefits for private companies' retirement plans that meet the federal standards.
The bipartisan campaign Americans for Workplace Opportunity announced it had formed to help pass the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, or ENDA, 19 years after its first introduction. ENDA would ban workplace discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. The group plans to spend more than $2 million on the effort.
The U.S. Senate on August 1st confirmed several of President Obama's appointees, among them five openly gay individuals. Notably absent from the list, however, was James Wally Brewster, the openly gay Chicagoan whom the president nominated as ambassador to the Dominican Republic. Church officials in the Caribbean nation objected to Brewster's nomination and instigated protests. Appointments confirmed were Daniel Baer to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, Rufus Gifford as an ambassador to Denmark, and James Costos as an ambassador to Spain. John Barry will be ambassador to Australia, making him the first openly gay ambassador to a G20 country. Finally, Stuart Delery will be Assistant Attorney General for the Civil Division.
Colorado's first same-sex divorce has been finalized, marking a precedent for gay and lesbian couples who married in other states but reside in Colorado. Colorado's new civil union law treats same-sex marriages performed outside of the state the same as a heterosexual couple's marriage.
In world news, the United Nations has officially launched a public education campaign designed to increase support for LGBT rights around the world. The year-long Free and Equal campaign aims to raise awareness of anti-LGBT violence and discrimination and encourages a greater respect for the rights of LGBT people.
After England approved a marriage equality law, editors of the Oxford English Dictionary are considering changing the definition of the word marriage to include same-sex couples. The dictionary currently defines marriage as being a formal union of a man and a woman, typically as recognized by law, by which they become husband and wife.
In Russia, neo-Nazis and ultra-nationalists are reportedly luring gay teens to dates, where they are then bullied and tortured while being recorded on video. The person behind the nationwide coordinated assault is allegedly the neo-Nazi Maxim Marcinkevich, who is the leader of the ultra-violent right-wing group based in Moscow called Format 18. Marcinkevich's newest campaign claims to stamp out pedophiles by posting same-sex personal ads on VK.com, the Russian equivalent of Facebook.
Robert Mugabe, the president of Zimbabwe since 1987, told a group of supporters of the nation's ruling ZANU-PF party that gay men should be decapitated if they cannot conceive children, adding that gay people are worse than pigs, goats, and birds. He also criticized President Obama for linking foreign aid to the protection of gay rights.
Russia's sports minister has confirmed LGBT athletes are not exempt from anti-gay laws at the Sochi Winter Olympics, despite claims to the contrary. The International Olympic Committee claims the government had promised them the laws wouldn't be used during the 2014 Games.
Austria has become the 13th European country to allow same-sex second parent adoption. The development occurred only 5 months after the European Court of Human Rights condemned Austria for discrimination. The other European countries allowing such adoptions include Belgium, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Iceland, the Netherlands, Norway, Slovenia, Spain, Sweden, and the UK.
In entertainment news, history was recently made when Univision, or Univision, aired its first wedding between a gay couple in the telenovela Amores Verdaderos. It was the first time a gay wedding aired in a novela produced and distributed by Mexico's largest and notoriously conservative media conglomerate, Televisa. The episode aired in a week when Univision set a TV ratings record that beat Fox, NBC, and CBS.
Out R&B singer Frank Ocean canceled his Australian tour due to a torn vocal cord. Ocean's tour kicked off in Melbourne.
Lady Gaga will perform Applause, the new single off her highly anticipated art pop album, at the MTV Music Video Awards on August 25th. Gaga has won 13 Moon Men over the years. Applause will be available worldwide August 19th, and Art Pop will be out November 11th.
NBC has put in development a four-hour miniseries project about Hillary Clinton called Hillary that will star Diane Lane. The series recounts Clinton's life as a wife, mother, politician, and cabinet member from 1998 to the present as she goes from First Lady to U.S. Senator and then Secretary of State.
The UFC, or Ultimate Fighting Championships, Liz Carmouche made history with a second-round TKO victory over Jessica Andrade in the first bout featuring two openly gay UFC fighters. Carmouche said the overall lack of attention paid to her and her opponent's sexual identity showed progress.
Happy anniversary, Madonna. This marks 30 years since her self-titled debut album hit the charts. The album, released July 27, 1983, debuted at 190 on the Billboard 200 chart on September 3, 1983, and eventually climbed all the way to number 8 the following year. The album contained songs such as Everybody, Burning Up, Holiday, Borderline, and Lucky Star. Borderline was her first of a record 38 top 10 hits on the Hot 100. The Beatles are second with 34.
Fashion designer Christian Siriano, who won the fourth season of Project Runway, has gotten engaged to his longtime boyfriend, musician Brad Walsh. Bucking tradition, the future husband opted to exchange engagement bracelets in lieu of rings.
Actress Eileen Brennan, nominated for an Oscar in 1981 for her supporting role as the tough-talking drill captain in Private Benjamin, has died at the age of 80. The cause of death was reportedly bladder cancer.
Dustin Lance Black, the Academy Award-winning screenwriter for Milk, will write a semi-autobiographical 8-hour miniseries for ABC about his background in gay rights activism and his Mormon upbringing. Black is also working on an adaptation of Jon Krakauer's book Under the Banner of Heaven, which deals with a mass murder within the Mormon Church, and also on an earthquake disaster movie with J.J. Abrams.
Ellen DeGeneres will host the Academy Awards for the second time. She previously hosted the 2007 Oscars, which earned her an Emmy nomination. Of course, Neil Patrick Harris, another openly gay entertainer, hosted this year's Tonys and will host the Emmys in September.
And The View's Joy Behar made her exit from the show in a pre-taped final episode to air on August 9th. The tribute show, hosted by comic Mario Cantone, showcased Behar's most memorable clips. Spoiler, among those who appeared were former View co-host Meredith Sierra, Joan Rivers, and Regis Philbin. And that's the weekend news brought to you by Windy City Times.
Chicago, it's Adina Menzel, and you're listening to the Windy City Queercast.
I think I ought to try defying gravity. You won't bring me down.
Culture Club, Culture Club, Culture Club. Theater,
music,
dance,
art,
performance,
provocative,
hilarious,
exciting,
Kaweez!
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of August 5th, 2013, you are in Chicago's Culture Club. Main Stage presents the Kinsey Six in America's Next Top Bachelor, Housewife, Celebrity, Hoarder, Makeover, Star Gone Wild. America's favorite drag cappella beauty shop quartet celebrates their 20th anniversary. Friday, August 16th at 7 p.m., doors at 5:30. And 9:30, the doors at 8:30, at Main Stage, 1328 West Morse Avenue. For tickets and info to the Kinsey Six, visit mainstage.com. That's MAYNE stage.com. And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Hello, Deb Pierce here, letting you know that we'd love to hear back from you. So go ahead, you know you want to. Post a comment.
So, in the world of entertainment, you and I are both kind of pop culture whores. We both,
yes, it's bad.
I'm a massive television junkie.
Me too.
And you are as well. And the,
I need to read a book.
I did read a book.
I've been reading.
I read a book. I feel
good
so
for you.
I said that like.
I read a book.
I read a really good book by Jeanette Walls called The Glass Castle. Highly recommend it if you like memoir. Brilliant.
Oh, yeah. That's supposed to be really good.
But, you know, there's some hot topics with people in television, and the Emmy nominations came out. And first of all, I mean, I've been talking about this for weeks, so people may be tired of it. But I'm obsessed with the Fosters. I'm obsessed with the fact that it exists. I'm obsessed with the fact that it's on ABC Family. And what other shows are on that? I mean, I know they obviously have, like, you know, Pretty Little Liars and things like that, but also they have, like, really family-oriented stuff, so there's opportunity. Well, I don't know. When I was watching The Fosters in Tennessee with my mom, because I wanted her to see it, when I was home a couple weeks ago, literally I went upstairs. I told Mitchell this on our last show, and it came downstairs, and when I came downstairs, Pat Roberts and the 700 Club were on. So
yeah, well,
it's really
night.
It is, but you know, it's like the Fosters comes on at like 8 or 9 o'clock, and then like 2 hours later, you know, here's Pat Robertson on the same channel after this really well executed, well acted, well written show about two lesbians raising, you know, a menagerie of children, you know, multi-culti kids. And anyhow, they just said that they are renewed, and they're going to be new episodes in January 2014. So, you know, when we've seen things like The New Normal and, I don't know, just these other gay shows that haven't done well with gay characters on television, I'm just glad that this show is on television. I mean, it's a soap, but it's not as soapy as some soaps. And it really is not skirting issues.
Well, you know? I mean,
I'm really proud of this show.
To ABC Family, of course, they're owned by Disney, who is very, very gay friendly.
Yeah.
You know, and they also do, like, they kind of push, and the J-Lo. Which,
she helped make it happen somehow. She gave money or support or something behind it.
From executive producer.
Well, she's actually pretty, I mean, once it's now gotten its feet, she's really not said she'd never come on the show. There's no reason. You know, she's like, I am just supportive of this because of she has a lesbian aunt, I guess. And so it really spoke to her. And Peter Page from Queer as Folk, you know, is one of the writers on this, an actor who's now got his own show. He's writing and created. So
I think it's great. Like, again, ABC Family really does do some interesting programming stuff that does kind of skirt the issue of, like, what is a family. Like, they've got, you know, The Secret Life of the American Teenager or something like that, which is all about high school kids getting knocked up.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty Little Liars, which is just nothing but a big old soapy confection about, like, we killed somebody.
Yes.
Actually, a friend of mine's a writer on it, so I want to try to know who's A.
Yeah.
Who's A? But, you know, I mean, so yeah, I've never seen The Fosters.
I encourage you to watch a couple episodes. Because what is really great is that I think, you know, I just think at a time, you know, also talking from last week's show, but at a time, our young people are just going to be different. Our young people and generation from now, gay or straight, you know, bisexual, transgender, whatever, or just queertastic or don't want to be labeled anything.
Right.
You know, they're just going to be different because this story and these storylines and the normalcy of seeing two women raise kids or the things the kids are going through, you know, they have a young character on that show who they have not directly addressed because he's very young, but he is a soft young boy, you know? And so addressing kind of just that, you know, he's unique and he's special, and also just, you know, I don't know. There's just been some really interesting things they have set up in this first year of parenting when there's three parents, which, you know, is either because, you know, one woman was married to a man and now she's with a woman, but that happens with a lot of kids. So even the normalcy of that, you know, even if it was a mom and dad, traditional mom and dad, and there's a new mom or new dad.
Well, I mean, that's one thing that I will say it's cool is, like, you know, ABC Family is looking at the newer definitions of what families
it
are.
It truly
so,
is.
Yeah, so hats
really,
off.
Really cool.
Go you, ABC Family. Give us a show.
And then on the whole other side.
Give us a show.
The whole other side. Yeah, I think it should be like the lesbian who lives across the yard from her two gay male
friends.
I know,
I'm telling you.
We could be on our own show.
Big gay friends is what we need to
do.
But
it should be like all about all of it takes place in the backyard between the two homes. It's like Home Improvement.
Home Improvement meets Friends with a whole bunch of gays.
All right, let's pitch it.
None. Let's we did it. Right now. Okay, ABC Family. Hey.
You can't take that. We just copyrighted it right now because I'm winking and that is my superpower.
Oh, that is your superpower.
It's a copyright law.
Copyright law.
But I'm also super excited. The lesbians will be too. So I'm obviously co-opting a little lesbian time here. But there is going to be a new show, Ryan Murphy. Who's brought us Glee and also the
American
opposite
Horror
American
Story.
Horror Story. And he has definitely put some lesbians on television on Glee and on American Horror Story. He has his new HBO show, which is going to be really interesting because HBO doesn't do anything badly. Sometimes it doesn't catch the zeitgeist, but they don't do anything badly. His new show, Open, which is launching this winter, that is about these open relationships. It's going to be very sexual, and they have just announced that one of the characters, one of the five I think main characters, is a lesbian yoga instructor, and it will be played by Anna Torv, who's on Fringe, the lead on Fringe. Blonde, and lesbians love her, and her she's just cool. You know,
so
she's like
LL Anna.
Well, you're looking at me. You don't watch Fringe, but you didn't watch Fringe, but she's kind of like the Scully of this generation.
Okay.
She doesn't look like Gillian Anderson. She's got long blonde hair and,
I'm down
and
with
thin,
you.
but has played queer before in some film and work and television work over in Britain. Anyhow. The opening storyline is that she's in a relationship, but that she meets this woman, Grace, that totally starts, you know, complicating the fact that she has this interest in this other woman named Grace. Well, they haven't named who's playing Grace yet, the new interest for this main, one of the main characters.
Zoe Saldana.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
They have announced who Anna Torv's girlfriend is.
Who?
Is Jennifer Jason Leigh. And Jennifer Jason Leigh is like playing like kind of I'm reading into the equation. Self-absorbed LA actress is kind of like what I'm you know, kind of angsty actress, which is funny.
And possibly Jennifer Jason Leigh. But
so
I like the Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Yeah, she's had some fun moments.
I know, all the way back from when she was poor little Tracy in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh my God, yeah. Yes.
And then, but I loved her in Hudsucker Proxy when she was in a totally different movie than everybody else. Because she was talking like this and she was doing I'm in a 30s movie. Thing. Look at me, here we go. But then she played Dorothy Parker in that. I mean, she's very interesting. And the anniversary party, is that what?
Yes, with her and Alan Cumming.
Alan Cumming, and
they play
the ecstasy.
Bisexuals.
Yeah.
They're all kind of bi, try anything.
They're all doing anything.
So anyhow, I think that show's going to be interesting. I'm sure there'll be some queertastic men in that as well. If there's open, then I think we're going to move into open marriage, open relationships, polyamory, sexual fluidity. I think it's Ryan Murphy is the right person to do it. It's also Ryan Murphy and one of the writers from Dexter, because Dexter is wrapping up. So it's got a good pedigree. It should be really, really interesting. So what's exciting is that the Emmy nominations are out, and I can't say that I've actually looked at them intently, and we're a little early, but is there anything you're excited about? Or I mean, what are your top shows?
Well,
you love American Horror Story.
I love American Horror Story.
And it's nominated for a lot.
Nominated.
Sarah
I'm
Paulson.
I'm surprised that Lily Rabe didn't get nominated from American Horror Story. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you watched it.
I did. I watched every
episode. So, you know, that crazy, like, she was just, like, tearing it up the whole season. Like, I loved her. I thought she was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she got a little bit robbed. But I thought was really interesting was that Eric Stone Street did not get nominated.
He did not get nominated for Modern Family.
For Modern Family. And he's won, I think, the past 2 years.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting. But it's kind of cool that they're given the love.
Yeah, they're given the love. And Modern Family, obviously nominated for a lot, continues to be, and the cast. But yeah, it's always been an interesting thing. Like, somebody's gotten left out of the fray almost every year there. And interesting now that the two-time winner is, left out of the fray. Yeah, I have to say that Mad Men got a lot of nominations, which is super cool.
Which is awesome.
And Netflix, which I don't have Netflix, and Orange is the New Black is the show at least all the women are talking about.
Yeah, the House of Cards.
House of Cards.
So it was the first time that a web series got nominated for an Emmy.
Yeah.
So that's kind of exciting, and like, you know, the whole future of television and
it's
entertainment.
It's not just any web series when you have Kevin Spacey in the lead and Robin
Wright. A fellow Chicago... theater artist, Looking Glass Ensemble member Laura Eason is now writing for it.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So that was really exciting. I love the Emmys just because I watched so much TV and everything. And I love that, you know, 30 Rock got its little, like, bowing out
thank you for
all of your awesomeness. Mm-hmm. And the wonderful Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin. Just, I miss that show. I really do miss that show.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy. A little Liz Lemon.
Little Liz Lemon goes a long, long way. Well, I will just say I watched my first episode ever, and so now I have to go back, and I'm trying to start this week on demand. I watched my first episode of Homeland, and I get it, and I'm hooked. And
I don't watch it.
Oh, you don't watch it either?
You thought I'd be so excited.
Oh, my God, I thought you watched it.
I don't know. I mean, I should.
I didn't watch it either, and so maybe you should start with me, because that first episode I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. This is like what they're all talking about. And I am not a Claire Danes fan, and I liked her a lot in that first episode.
Oh, she wins everything. So.
She wins. So I kind of get it. I was pretty impressed with that.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I also, Game of Thrones, this is where the 12-year-old boy comes out of me.
Which I haven't watched.
Like, oh my God. It's so geek heaven.
I am such a geek.
There are so many people that you have to kind of keep track of. And I love who they are. And it's like so epic. They film in like 3 different countries. And there's the Khaleesi who's just hot. She's just hottie, hot. Yeah. You know, and oh man, but for those of you who watched, I guess I can't say anything because Amy hasn't watched it. But the Red Wedding.
I'm gonna try to start watching that too. I gotta catch up. I gotta watch Homeland. I gotta watch that, and then I've gotta get Netflix and somehow binge. I'm gonna have to binge watching. It's a new term now, you know. They have binge watching where you just
Did you watch Girls?
You know, I watched some of Girls. I'm not deeply invested in Girls, even though I think it's clever. I just, I'm not deeply invested. I don't understand that generation.
I think it's interesting to kind of, like, a little window in there, but I think that on Girls, it's the guys who are more interesting.
Oh, I think the guys are great on
the
show.
The guys are great. And one of the dudes got nominated.
Fantastic.
The guy that plays Adam.
That's her boyfriend.
Her boyfriend,
right?
Yeah.
He was in
just
Lincoln,
fantastic.
Too. He had a really nice scene in Lincoln.
I don't know. It's a little early to be really getting excited
it's
about
early,
the Emmys.
But we will just promise here that we will have a... we will have an Emmys show.
Absolutely.
And when we get closer to time, even if it's not Emmy night. But I will say the race for best leading actress in a...
drama?
In a drama. I'm trying to find that. I'm on a website. Is like so good. I can't even stand it. Like, I don't feel like the Oscar race has been this good in like 4 or 5 years. Like, you have... Vera Farmiga, which I love, Bates Motel.
Have you seen The Conjuring?
No. But I don't like horror movies.
You like scary movies.
But
okay, oh my God. It's really good. It's really scary and it really happened. And that doll is creepy.
Okay.
Oh my God.
See, that's why I can't see it.
Oh no.
That's why I can't see it. I can't.
Annabelle.
I can't see it.
Uh-uh.
And then we have Lady Mary Crawley, got I think her first nomination with Downton Abbey. Michelle Dockery. But I love that show.
Pretty.
Claire Danes, Homeland, I'm starting to get it. Robin Wright, which I think is cool for House of Cards.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Moss, who is
two nominations.
Yeah, for her miniseries, The Top of the Lake. But she's so overlooked. I'd really love to see her win. She has just been so good year after year after year, and the way
I
that character has evolved.
I fell in love with her on The West Wing. She was Jeb Bartlett's daughter.
Yeah, she was. Mm-hmm. Little... what was her name?
I don't know, but she wanted to mac on Dule Hill.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't, though?
I know, right?
And then Connie Britton, who I love. Nashville's a guilty pleasure of mine. I love seeing Nashville look so beautiful, and I love the music that T-Bone Burnett brings to that show, and so I'm really glad she's nominated. And then Scandal, which I don't watch, but I love the Kerry Washington.
Love Kerry Washington. She's super pretty.
She's super pretty,
she's
girl.
She's super pretty.
So speaking of 30 Rock... I do want to say real quickly, and then I want us to plug an event, but there has been much ado in the ooh-ooh sphere, in the gay male ooh-ooh sphere, about Cheyenne Jackson, who was on the 30 Rock many times. Very funny man, and he has broken up with his boyfriend, and we don't normally gossip on this show, but it's a fact, like his publicist has put out, that he and his longtime boyfriend.
And Us Weekly has reported it.
And Us Weekly,
it.
So it's
you
real.
Know that you know it's true, real. And it's real news.
After Elton and Us Weekly. I know. That's really as vetted as that
as
information needs to
look,
be.
Look out, man.
But anyhow, I don't know what's going on, but definitely tabloids want to make it like some bad thing, or he's now with a younger guy, or I don't know who he's with, but I have to say, since 1998 when I started interviewing people, Cheyenne Jackson sticks out because he was just a class act, and he personally contacted me after his interview ran, and it was the kindest thing. It was so sweet, and I don't know. I have nothing bad to say about him, and I hope that the gay rags will stop saying anything bad about him. He's so beautiful. The boys just love to, we love to hate on somebody, don't we? I don't understand it.
I don't get it either.
But he's so beautiful.
He's
so
pretty.
Pretty.
Here I am hating on Flashdance.
I know. Don't hate on Flashdance.
I should wish success because it's new things. I'm sorry, Flashdance. I hope you do really well.
We hope you do really well. I'll be there. I'll be believing.
You'll have what a feeling.
I'll have what a feeling.
You'll be a maniac on the flow.
I will be with my Romy. Oh. It's too bad you're not going with me.
I know all the songs.
It's
from the
true.
Soundtrack.
So I want to promote this because it's we're really excited about it with Windy City, and I'm going to be doing a show here in a couple of weeks about the March on Springfield. That is happening. You know, as you all know, the vote did not happen on the floor of the House, which was why. Illinois did not become the 12th or 13th state in the U.S. to have same-sex marriage. And the House will go back into session. And so a bunch of activists in Chicago have rallied together for a big campaign for this March on Springfield. You can get information at marchonspringfield.org. We'll have Tracy Baim, owner and publisher of Windy City Times, on the show here in a couple weeks to talk more about how on October 22nd you can show up in Springfield or ride down from Chicago or call everybody you know in the state. It shouldn't just be people from Chicago. It should be people from all over. And I'm definitely hopping a bus, and I think Scott will, and
sure
Mitchell
am.
Is. He's got his seat. And, go down there with our friends, our allies. You don't have to be GLBT. You can bring your friends or family. They just want massive. You can be an A or a Q or an F. I think that's a friend, not the other F word. But there's this big march. They do have an Indigo campaign going on right now. So if you want to give money to help some of the young people who can't afford to make the trip to go, they are going to have buses just for youth to go and experience this moment in history. So you can give $10, $20, $25 gets a kid a seat on the bus so they can go and experience this day with people who will be overseeing them, chaperones and things like that. So marchonspringfield.org is the website. We'll have linked in our show notes. But we're also doing a benefit with some of our gay idols. Tell us about that. That's happening here right after Labor Day.
Yeah, it's coming up on September 9th at City Winery. I'm going to be hosting it, so
yes,
I'm very
are.
Excited about that. And we're actually kind of having, I think it's the first real, Windy City Idol reunion tour type thing. Our current
Idols on Tour.
Idols on Tour.
Yes.
But our Windy City Idol, Maria Paul, who, oh my God, if
she's
you have
so good.
Never seen her sing, she's a force of nature.
Down.
Force of nature. And she's a star.
She's
just
totally
a star. She's going to be singing.
She's
doing
headlining,
a couple of, she's
right?
headlining.
Of course.
And we also have some special guest stars too. Sammy Grassoffi, who is another fierce. I love her.
Yep.
She is the most interesting human being to me. I mean, she's this fabulous lesbian ukulele player who's got this, who's kind of baby Melissa Etheridge, but she has her own style. She's also the quarterback for the Chicago Force.
And they are going to the finals in San Diego. We won't know by the time we record this if they've won, but they are going to the big championship game. She was also the Team USA football, women's football quarterback. She is the quarterback princess. She is Helen Hunt, for those of you who remember that.
She is a total, she's QB all the way. She's fantastic. She's a tremendous athlete, activist, musician, great lady.
She's
love
performing
her.
As
she's
well.
She's performing. So is Deborah.
Yes,
who
from The Voice.
Who is on The Voice. She actually performed for us at the Windy City Gay Idol Finals.
Brilliant.
Tore down the house. She's
oh my
great.
God.
There are a couple of other special guest stars that are yet to be announced. But we also have about, I think almost all of our top 12 finalists are going to be performing.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so it's going to be
at least
really
a number,
great,
or yeah,
at least a number, and
or a
so,
duet or something.
Yeah, so we're going to be having this really great night at City Winery,
which is amazing.
If you haven't been there, it's a really
oh my
cool
God.
Venue.
It's such a great venue. I went to go see Jill Sobule and Julia Sweeney there, you know, and it's like all these wines and all these brew pubs, and you can sit and you can eat, but the stage space is amazing, and they have this huge patio where you can go down there and eat outside. It's right on Randolph,
yeah,
west on Randolph, kind of just right on the out edge of like where most of those restaurants and clubs are. It's like right there. It's very accessible.
Yeah, it's just a cool venue, and it's for a great cause. Again, this is like we're helping out to
raise money
for the March on Springfield.
Yeah,
so
September 9th.
So check out, I think you could probably check it out on the Windy City Media Group
yep.
website.
And also City Winery. So we'll have linked in the show notes as well.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I could talk to you all day. There's so much more pop culture.
I know.
Well, next week, Mitchell Fain's back. We're going to actually go to Rhode Island and all his wonderful New England states that he was on his tour. And he's going to talk about officiating at his very good friend's wedding. And, it was a gay officiate to a straight couple in the gayest place on earth around P-Town, Cape Cod area. So we're going to talk about that.
And he looked hot.
He did. He looked
so,
so great.
Handsome.
And wait till you hear about this wedding. It's amazing. So you want to tune in next week. Also this month, we're going to be talking about bisexuality. Some interesting reports have kind of come out. And so
fabulous.
You don't often get to put the B in the GLBT, so I'm grateful to do that.
Bringing back the B.
Bringing back the B.
Representing.
Everybody have a great market days. And if you have your shirt off, we hope you're hot.
Yes, please. And stay away from me because you're making me feel bad.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.